بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصدقة لتطفئ غضب الرب وتدفع ميتة السوء. رواه الترمذي وابن حبان. حز أنس رضي الله تعالى عن سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, literally charity extinguishes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it repels an evil death. This hadith deals with charity. Abundantly spending in charity is also an effective way to increase one's good deeds. Yesterday we did making dua, and we mentioned that dua huwa al-ibadah. Dua in itself is ibadah. So a person just by making dua, he is going to be rewarded. Another way of getting rewards is by giving charity. So abundantly spending in charity is also an effective way to increase one's good deeds. To have one's sins forgiven and to protect oneself against the punishment of Jahannam. So when a person gives charity, he is getting sawab, his sins are being forgiven, and he is saving himself from the fire of Jahannam. The Quran and Sunnah mention many virtues for spending in charity and different avenues of good. And all these virtues can be found in a separate book which is compiled by the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi, which is known as Fada'il al-Sadaqat. The important point that we wish to highlight is that it is not necessary to spend a large amount to attain the virtues of charity. And you see in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, اِتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. To save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it means by giving a piece of date. Piece of date you give as charity. A small portion of a date, not even an entire date. A piece of date you give solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to somebody who is worthy, then that saves you from the fire of Jahannam. So every person can gain his virtue by spending according to his ability. If a person only possesses 1 rupee, from which he spends 1 penny, in the eyes of Allah ta'ala, this is no different to a person who possesses 100,000 rupees, giving 1,000 rupees in charity. It is sincerity which is of true value to Allah ta'ala. And even the minutest amount of charity given sincerely is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that if a person has nothing to give in charity, besides just half a date, and he gives this to someone in need, even this amount is enough to gain the virtue of charity and to have one's sins forgiven. So it's not necessary for a person to be wealthy to give charity. When we talk about giving charity, we feel it's only for the wealthy people to give charity. Every one of us can give some charity. It is clear from the hadith that those who are struggling financially should not consider themselves deprived of the virtue of charity, but rather they can also gain a share of its reward by giving even a very small amount according to their ability. One hadith, it is mentioned that a person who gives one date in the path of Allah as charity. Another hadith, the word kisratun has been used, which means a piece of bread. But he gave it with sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then multiplies, Allah increases that one date, and Allah makes it grow in size until it reaches the size of a mountain, and some narration says, مثل Uhud, like the mountain of Uhud in size. And the explanation is given that Allah ta'ala very readily accepts this person's charity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures this charity. Allah increases it in size, just like a person has a little horse, a baby horse, a foal, and how the person then, the master looks after that horse, the baby horse, until it becomes a stallion, becomes a big horse. Like that, this piece of bread or this piece of date is increased in size by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the sincerity of the person. You only give one khajur in the path of Allah. But on the day of Qiyamah, you see the amount of Mount Uhud being given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, some people become totally absent-minded regarding charity once they have discharged this zakat. You see, I give zakat, so now I don't have to give any charity. And they do not consider giving even a penny on top of it. In fact, they try to cover spending on all different avenues of good through the zakat alone. This is not correct. Zakat is an obligation which can only be spent. Zakat is an obligation which can only be spent on certain specific recipients. And there are many other acts of good for which zakat cannot be used, such as giving money to the masjid. Therefore, a person should spend money besides one zakat on different avenues of good. For this purpose, it was the practice of the pious elders to set aside a percentage of their wealth for charity. Whenever some money came into their possession, they got their wages, or somebody gave them some hadiyah, some gift. Whenever they received any money in their possession, they would take this particular amount out and place it in a bag or envelope. A small portion of the amount. If they got 1,000 rand, then perhaps 100 rand they would take out and keep this aside in a separate envelope. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, used to set aside a fifth of his earnings in this manner. Others took out a 10th or 20th. A benefit of this method is that a person does not need to ponder when the need to spend in charity arises. Suddenly there's a call and you have to give some money in charity. Now you don't become worried and perturbed. You just open that envelope in which you're already collecting money for charity. The envelope itself will keep reminding a person to find a good cause to spend on. Moreover, it does not become burdensome to arrange for money when required, and a person can regularly spend in charity with great ease. If every person were to specify a certain percentage of his wealth in this manner, taking his financial situation into consideration, it will become a continuous method to earn reward. It is not necessary to fix a fifth or a tenth or 20th. Whatever little amount a person can set aside according to his circumstances is excellent. Also, the main intention behind giving charity should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grants abundantly in this life to those who regularly give in charity. Those who spend in the path of Allah, Allah gives them also plentiful. Whatever a person gives, Allah replaces him in this world. The more charity you give, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah obliterates interest usury, but sadaqah, Allah increases the person's barakah of his wealth. Hadith says that charity does not decrease one's wealth, which means Allah Ta'ala blesses the sustenance of the one who is charitable. And therefore we have mentioned in today's hadith the very important aspect of charity, that it actually extinguishes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The anger of Allah subsides, it cools down. Allah is angry with you for some wrong that you have done, but you give sadaqah, then Allah's anger is extinguished. And it saves you from an evil death. Nobody wants to have an evil death. So it saves you from an evil death. Rasulullah therefore has mentioned, بَادِرُ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Then hasten with giving charity. The moment you give charity, then bala, musibat, disaster, calamity will not surpass the charity. The charity will actually repel that calamity that was going to fall upon you. That is why you find many people, something happens, they say, give us some charity. It will save you from the effects of that calamity. Very important, the day of Qiyamah, ظِلُّ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَدَقَتُهُ. On the day of Qiyamah, the charity a person had given in this world, that will become a shade for him on the day of Qiyamah. Also, it is important that a person should give from halal earnings. We should only be consuming halal, earning halal. And the hadith says, مَنْ جَمَعَ مَالًا حَرَامًا. Person who accumulates only haram wealth, ثُمَّ تَصَدَّقَ بِهِ. Then he gives that haram wealth in charity for some good cause. لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ أَجْرٌ. There is no reward for him in it. In fact, وَكَانَ إِسْرُهُ عَلَيْهِ. He'll be sinful for that. He'll be sinful for giving haram wealth in charity. Allah Ta'ala is طيب وَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure. Allah accepts only that which is pure. Sadaqah is to be given to the poor. Also a needy family relative. A person who is close to you. A close family member. That person is in need. Then you get double thawab by giving to that person. As-sadaqatu al-miskin sadaqah. One sadaqah you give to a poor person, that is sadaqah. But sadaqah you give to a close family member who is in need, then you get double reward. One is the reward for charity and the other one for joining family ties. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.